Hey y'all, hey, this is Dr. O here for another episode of Dr. O After Dark. And I am joined tonight by the lovely Caroline Mitchell. Caroline! See, she's so beautiful, they done already wrote a song about her. Caroline! I don't know. Roses don't sing. Like you too. Something. Y'all know. I bet you think you don't stink. But girls smell like boo. Caroline. That's my jam. All right, Miss Cece,
yes.
A.K.A. Mrs. 365, your green goddess. And let me tell you, y'all see, let me tell you. So this is my girl right here. Y'all see, y'all know I love my jewelry. Oh, there it is, right? This is her. She done made this. When I met her, she was like, oh, I was like, oh, I love that fact. She was like, oh, one of my chicken feathers from my farm. I'm like, you in Atlanta and you got chicken? This is one of her jewelry. This is one of the things that she produces. Mm-hmm. So y'all get your hair jewelry and all this from her. This is an actual chicken feather.
Chicken.
They probably ate it later after they plucked the feather off of it. And I'm sure it was probably delicious.
I haven't eaten any of my chicken.
Yeah, because you're a vegetarian, a vegan.
I'm not, but I used to be. But I just haven't eaten any of my chickens. Just the eggs.
Just the eggs.
Yeah.
The eggs, like the fresh. Because the eggs are expensive.
They are.
So white eggs, brown eggs, like what kind of egg are we getting from?
Last year I had a hen that was laying brown eggs. This one is laying white eggs.
What's the difference between a chicken and a hen?
All right, so you have a hen and a rooster. The rooster is the male and the hen is the female.
There's no chickens?
They're all chickens. They're all a chicken.
So both hens and roosters are chickens?
They're chickens. But you have roosters, then you have hens. Hens are the ladies, roosters are the males. The rooster fertilizes the egg, and that's how you get baby chicks.
So you have both, I'm assuming, rooster.
Male and female.
And do the roosters wake you up?
They don't really, well, I'm already up at the crack of dawn, but they be up. They be up. Yeah.
Wake up!
Yes, definitely at the crack of dawn. A little bit before the crack of dawn, he starts doing his thing.
Like literally?
Literally.
The crack of dawn.
The crack of dawn.
I don't know. See, that's why I could not have any hens, roosters, nothing. You ain't waking me up. You will be eaten as a punishment.
I'm already up.
She's already up. I'm not. Yeah, that's why you will be eating fried, as they say, fried, dyed, laid to the side with some ketchup, some hot sauce, and some jerk seasoning, baby. That rooster will be KFC, Popeyes, Church's finger looking good.
I'm gonna get there where I have like my meat chickens where I'm gonna harvest and
you gonna eat them?
And eat them, yeah.
But right now we're just eating the eggs. Mm-hmm. Are the fresh eggs from the chicken better than what we get from the store?
Most definitely.
How so?
The taste is different. And it's fresher. And anytime you're getting something fresher, it's gonna be better for you.
So I know, you know, my daughter, she was raised, you know, she went to Montessori school and they're big in gardening. So we had these pots and we grew some tomatoes. And those were
they're better than the store.
Store tomatoes, what? Those were the most magnificent, delicious, best tomatoes I have. Now I don't have a green thumb, so I have not been able to reproduce them, which sucks. But I can only imagine as good and fresh as those tomatoes were, that was homegrown, that eggs or other, you know, it would be just as good.
Yeah.
Now, I know you brought a lot of products here today. One of the ones that you did not bring is my favorite. And I had to get on her because I know how popular sea moss has been in regards to how healthy it is for you. And there's so many products out there with, you know, everybody is trying to get into sea moss now. I love supporting a black business. I ain't gonna lie, I love supporting a black business. I seen the hair jewelry and you had to see them all. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna try it. But I ain't know, you know, really the quality of it. And then I was going home and I was researching, cause I'm like, you know, I wanna make sure if I'm gonna continue to support good quality and everything else. And it was, when I looked up and they said the top grade best sea moss you can have is a gold. And they talked about all the different types. I didn't even realize there was so many different types of sea moss. And what I hear from a lot of people is they don't like the sea moss because the seaweed
and taste and tastes like the
baby
and all of that. So that's what we got, fruit infused.
She has fruit infused, and we're gonna get into all of the different flavors. I purchased the mango flavor, and it was 2 tablespoons a day.
2 tablespoons a day.
Yep. And it lasts, or jar will last for about 30 days on a single person. So I tried it. I was like, you know, I'm trying. I know it's healthy for you, but, you know, we're going to try it. And for many of you who may not know, those of you who do know who follow our show, my daughter has sickle cell disease. And so so we want to introduce, like, you know, we introduce a lot of hydrochlorophyll and sea moss and different things to help with her blood circulation. Now, my daughter, she is the one that if it's green, she ain't eating it. She loved macaroni and cheese. If you dyed macaroni and cheese green with food coloring, she would not eat it. It is a vegetable. I've tried getting her with the cauliflower rice and the cauliflower mac. Will not do. But she actually really loves and enjoys the sea moss. I was very surprised when I tasted it myself. Has that, you know, and you said, like, the consistency of an applesauce and then with the different fruit that's infused, it does not have any sea moss, sea flavoring to it at
all. Now knowing that, the next time you get some, you're gonna have to get the one with the sea moss and the bladderwrack.
Now, what is bladderwrack?
So basically, bladderwrack is another sea plant. So our bodies are made up of 102 minerals. Sea moss contains 92 of those minerals. But when you add in the bladderwrack, which is another sea plant, it gives you a complete 102 minerals that your body is made up of.
And what does that do our bodies?
Okay, so that's gonna help our bodies repair quicker. It's gonna help our immune system. It helps with thyroid function. It's gonna help remove mucus from your body. It's going to help with your skin. It's gonna help with your hair. It's gonna help facilitate weight loss. It's gonna help with your overall well-being. Okay. So yeah, now knowing that she has that, you gotta add the bladderwrack so she can get the full makeup.
Well, no, we absolutely, you already know that is our, before you leave out of here today, we getting that bladderwrack. She's not bringing it today for me.
But I got you.
But she got me, and she got you too. And what I want you guys to know is that this is not, CeCe's not some run-of-the-mill selling, you know, products from off of Amazon, reproduce all her product. And she is legit. You have your master's. Tell us about what you have your master's degree. A master's degree.
So it's a master's degree in diploma in herbalism. So prior to that, I got my degree in healthcare science. And then I became a medical assistant. Then I became a dental assistant. And then I was getting ready to go into the nursing field. And then I was taking care of my grandfather. He's on his deathbed. It was at that time when I was caring for him and, you know, providing all the things that he needs. It was like, I can't do this for another person. I don't even have the energy to even do this again. So that's when it's like, you know, I'm gonna do something else. I'm gonna do something different. At that time, I was already making natural products.
Okay.
But that's what made me just take like that extra step, say, okay, I'm gonna go to get a school, get a little more education. So I was like self-taught. And then going to school, learning more about the herbs helped me even more how to formulate different herbs or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then just like in the field experience, working under different farmers and herbalists really helped me a lot.
Okay. Going back to your grandfather, now as you were taking care of him, did you take care of him till the end of his life? Were you there where he took his last breath?
You know what? That's a funny story. I just felt like he was a good person. I didn't understand why he was suffering the way he was suffering with his health. And that day, I was just like, God, just take him from this pain. Just take him from this pain. That morning, my mom called me and she was like, yeah, his name was Harry. She's like, yeah, Harry said, you know, you don't need to come by today. Just enjoy the day with your family. You know, go spend some time with your family. So I'm like, all right, cool. So that's what I did. And while I was out with my family, my mom called me and told me he passed away.
So he knew.
That's what I felt like.
To protect you from that. So you mentioned a couple of things there. You said that you reached out to God and saying that he didn't deserve this. You didn't feel like he deserved this. Are you a religious or a spiritual person?
I'm definitely a spiritual person. I'm really not too deep into religion, but I definitely believe in God. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely a spiritual person.
Okay. And I ask because both my mother and my father passed away from cancer. I grew up as a Christian and under this having faith. My mother, you know, she was a missionary and very
I definitely so much. Grew up as a Christian, Kojic.
Really Kojic too.
Pentecostal.
Yes. Got it. Skirts down the
hair. You dresses
gotta
every
have
day.
Your hat. Yeah. You do not have on what's appropriate for the Kojic.
I definitely grew up in a Kojic.
This is
also
the church of God in
right.
Christ.
You know it.
Jesus Jordan. You got to be born in. This is the church of God in Christ.
Woo! That is for real.
I mean, raise it. So
right.
Under that, and my mom, so when my mom, you know, she was diagnosed with cancer and it had went to remission. And by time, you know, when she passed, her cancer had been in remission for so long that we were not even thinking about that. And she called us and she said, you know, oh, she called me and my sister and she told my sister, she said, because my brother, he is 9 years younger than me. So he was 12 years old at the time. Mm-hmm. My sister's 2 years older than me. I was 20. My sister was probably about 22 and my brother was about 12. So we're adults. We're out the house, me and my sister. And she called my mom and she said, or my mom called her and said, hey, can you come? And I know Liv, you know, is, you know, she has a child, has a career. She's in school. She can't come here. I have, my doctor called and, or they said they found, they said Lily a lesion or, you know, brain bleed or what have you. And a brain clot on my brain, a blood clot on my brain. And she made it seem so nonchalant and it's no big deal. She didn't want me coming up there, et cetera, et cetera. So, because she passed, you know, I'm praying, having faith into God and saying all the scriptures and she is an evangelist and she's this and she's that and she's so on and so forth and everything that, you know, I could not quite understand, you know, how she, you know, why God would take her, you know, and everything. And then, and I wasn't there when she passed away. And then several years or many years later, many years later, when my dad passed away, and he passed away also from cancer and things of that nature, I was there with him. And I was the only one there with him in the hospital and so on and so forth. And what I tell people is that how it shows on TV, Grey's Anatomy, and a doctor of, oh, you know, they're on life support and they die in there. And then he goes, that did not happen. That was probably one of my most traumatic experiences. I would not wish that on anybody. Because even though my dad, he was like, oh no, I'm good, I'm ready. You know, he was not into the church. We prayed, you know, did the prayer of salvation and everything before on his deathbed and all of that. But when it actually came, when we seen, so up until this point, I still had hope, like with chemo or this and that. And they're like, doctors is like, eh. You know, his organs are shutting down and this is shutting down. And, you know, I was up there with him every day. And then one day I came into work and I told him, I said, hey, I have to go into work tomorrow. It's my long day, but I'll be back up here during lunch. And when I, you know, was on my lunch break, his doctors called me and they said, hey, are you up here? And I said, no, I'm not, but I'm on my way up there. And they said, okay, well, the doctor wants to speak to you. Mm-hmm. When I got to the hospital, I seen the nurse coming out his door and she just looked at me and was kind of, and I said, I already knew what it was. So I went into the room and his doctor had said, you know what? There's nothing else we can do. Mm-hmm. All of his organs are shutting down. The best thing we can do now is just keep him comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. And I'm thinking it's going to be, I'm sitting there with him. I called all my family, allowed them to talk to him and thinking it's going to be that peaceful transition like you see on TV. It absolutely was not that. When I tell you he was shaking, falling off the bed, I'm trying to hold his body up. And what my husband said, because I never experienced anything like that. My husband, he brought to me, he said, you know, we never know how we're going to respond or how we're going to react when we are actually faced with that angel of death. We can be as ready as we say we want to be. As my dad said he was, I'm good, I'm ready, you know, it's okay, yeah, 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 blah, blah, you okay, I love you, da, da, da. But when that angel of death and he was facing in front of it, that is one of probably my most traumatic memories that, you know, I can say that I have. So I'm saying that in a sense that I'm glad that you did not experience that level with your grandfather. Tying into how you got to where you are today with the products that you produce and things like that, do you have things that help individuals who may be going through ailments such as, we know that there's things that can be healed for cancer through changing our diet and incorporating vitamins and herbs. Even as I said, with my daughter having sickle cell anemia and it impacting her, there are things that can happen and change from ADHD to depression, anxiety, all the things that we deal with, a lot of times in the mental health community can be alleviated or, you know, impacted and changed by simply changing our diet. Mm-hmm. Can you speak on some of that? And if you have any products or that?
I will have to say, when I have clients that come to me with those serious ailments like cancer or something like that, even if it's not cancer, my first go-to is always a full spectrum CBD.
Okay.
Because our bodies have an endocannabinoid system. And that system is responsible for keeping everything into balance. So anytime you have a cancer, tumor, a stomach ache, a headache, your hair falling out, a pimple, anything, that means something in your body is off balance and it's mm-hmm. looking for cannabinoids to bring it back into balance. And that's what CBD is. And
it's cannabinoids to bring it back into balance. So what I hear you saying, when I hear cannabinoids, mm-hmm. that's cannabis.
Right, right.
That's and I know cannabis. You're talking about CBD, but also right. the cannabis that's found in THC, which a lot of people, especially in communities of color, may indulge in. Right. And it has been illegalized a lot of times in a lot of states, not Georgia's not one, that it has been legitimized in. Right. And so I'm hearing what you say that with cannabis, yeah. it is something natural.
Right.
Give me another excuse.
And it just corrects everything because you just have so many different CB1 and CB2 receptors all throughout your body through different organs and things like that. So once you're feeding yourself the cannabinoids, it's gonna bring it back into balance. And I'm definitely just a living proof of that.
So I know you talked about the cannabinoids in CBD. What is the difference between maybe the cannabinoids in CBD and that is within THC?
All right, so you have THC, which is going to get you high. And then you also have THCA, which is going to get you healthy. Then you have CBD.
Hold on, slow down. THC and THCA. What's THC? I have never heard of THCA that would get you healthy. I mean, okay. I know where, you know, I'm new-ish and I know about like the indica and the sativa.
Right.
Body high and head high right. and the hybrid.
Right.
I didn't know about THCA. So can you educate us all on what is THCA?
Okay, so like, let's just say if you're eating the plant itself, if you're growing the plant, eating the plant before it even goes into a flower or before you even decarb it. So basically you have to decarb the weed to turn it into THC.
In order to get the high from
right,
it. But if I was just to eat the plant
right,
itself,
but,
then it would not give me a high right. because it did not have that decarbonation.
So you have like, you know, fan leaves, different leaves that grow on the plant. You can just chop them up in your salad. You can saute them, make a pasta. And it's really one of the most nutritional foods that you can eat.
Oh, wow. Now, but that doesn't give you the high...
It just gets you healthy.
It's just, okay. What about for those of us who want the healthy and the high?
The healthy and the high, that is going to come from THC. And I do have THC tinctures right here. I did bring some along.
Yeah.
So THC tinctures are really good for pain. They're good for glaucoma. They're good for anxiety. But I use it back some years back, I was using it for pain, and that's mm-hmm. really how I even came across CBD, because I was getting off opioids, trying to get off all this medicine, and I learned how to make edibles.
Okay.
And that's why my edibles are so strong, because I was actually using it for my pain relief.
Yeah.
And that's how I got off different opioids and things like that, like back in 2017.
And that's the same, saying that, you know, is similar with me. Military veteran. And so I have PTSD, which, you know, it's a lot that's being said with CBD and THC for, you know, trauma. In addition to that, I have endometriosis and genitourinary arthritis. Listen, before y'all, y'all go to judging me about my arthritis like I'm old, I am not. I was mad when my doctor told me I had arthritis. I was like, the disease that my grandmother had, like in her fingers and stuff, and the arthritis, like, you serious? I'm only in like my 30s. So from all of that PT and working out, track and all that, yes, I have genitourinary arthritis. In my back, on top of endometriosis. So I go through a lot of pain, mm-hmm. which, you know, I've tried all of the prescription medication that did not work. And then I met an herbalist, shout out to my herbalist, Venice. And he does like the medical grade THC and tinctures. And so I started with the, you know, edibles, because I was, you know, from my careers and being in the military and law enforcement, and so marijuana was not something that I do. I recall the first time where I had marijuana or THC. Shout out to my principal, Mr. Howard. My principal now, it was not him who gave me my first THC, but it was his son. So story is, my mom didn't allow me to date or anything like that, but she liked my principal. Principal, love my principal. He was great guy, great dude, great da da da. And so, thought is, principal's son, he good. Nah, Nikita Howard. I love you, Nikita. But that was, I remember we was in Seward Park in Seattle. I laugh about this story to this day. My mother, she was sick, as I said. And I think he may pick me up from school or somewhere. We went to this park, Seward Park, and he was, you know, smoking, gave it to me to smoke a little joint. And he's like, "You high?" I'm like, "Nah, I don't feel my mind high." Well, he was like, "Come here. Come here." He gave me a charge, and that's all I wanted anyway, because I wanted to kiss him. You know, I mean, I was not fast, but I was a little, you know, fast. So he gave me a little charge, and he's still like, "You feel it yet?" And I'm like, "No." Knowing I was feeling it, but I'm like, "No." So he kept on and kept on. Next thing I know, I am like so high to where I'm tweaking like Friday. Smokey in a chicken coop.
Oh, no.
Kid you not. He came around the passenger side and open the door. I fell out the car. I couldn't even, I was so high, I fell out the car on my knees, and I was giggling and laughing. And he was like, "Oh, you're down there already. Might as well." All of that, you know, all the jokes. But where it gets bad is I seen this white woman walking her dog, a white woman. And I was tweaking so bad. I was like, "Oh my God, they go my mom. They go my mom. My mom was in the hospital." Like, I'm like, "That's my mom." I heard the police siren, and I'm like, "Oh my God, the police." He was like, "You know what? You messing up my high."
And I was right.
He's like, "You messing up my high. You get in the car, we're leaving." And so we left, we had to leave because I was tweaking so bad, like Smokey in a chicken coop. And so I was like, "Nah, this ain't for me. Never, never, never again." So then I go fast forward into the military. And they pressure you so hard in boot camp. Like, "You ever did this before? If marijuana shows up or any drug shows up in your urine, you kick you out, blah, blah, blah." So they get you to the point where people like me tell on themselves. So I told them, I said, "Oh yeah, of course nothing showed up, but that affected me in my rest of my career because I admitted to, you know, having THC." Nevertheless, because of that experience, that first time, and then the residual effects of me getting penalized in the military, I was like, "Nope, nope." I only knew of marijuana being associated with the high and the, you know, kind of more so of the sativa and, you know, the high and not the head high, not the calmness, the body high. And now, you know, many, many years later, I have a friend from the gym. He was a personal trainer. Rest in peace, Will Mayo. From Lifetime Gym in Johns Creek. He passed away, but before he passed away, he had introduced me to, you know, my current, you know, herbalist. And, you know, at his repast, I believe, they had like brownies, they had like little trinkets, and I tried them. I was like, "Oh, just saying, you know, this is cool." And it was like the indica, and it helped me with, because I have PTSD, it helped me with my sleep. You know, but most of all, it helped me with my pain. So I would have gummies, and, you know, I have gummies a lot. Now, I'm not a smoker, you know, or what have you, but you know, the gummies and things like that, it helps me with my arthritis, it helps me with my endometriosis, and then it also helps me in getting a good night's rest and sleep. And so I think a lot of us associate THC and marijuana with the negative stigmatization of the hood life and drugs and getting high and things like that, and not realizing, you know, even all of the benefits.
Right.
And I know, so tell me your thoughts about, I know we're taping here in Atlanta, Georgia, and Georgia will be the first state by the end of this year, 2023, it'll be the first state to legalize THC through prescription. So getting it in a pharmacy. And then now the chain pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, they won't have it there, but in the private pharmacies, and I know there's almost 200, I believe, in the state, they're gonna, you know, have it accessible for individuals who have cancer, sickle cell, seizures, epilepsy, which I also suffer from as well, trauma, PTSD, all these things. So now they can get not only the medical marijuana with having a card, but they can just go to their local pharmacy and also get a prescription. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm definitely for cannabis for sure, legalizing that in Georgia for sure. I'm definitely all on that campaign. I'm definitely for it. I've worked with some people trying to push it, and I definitely foresee that being a real thing. That's actually what kind of led me to getting my farm and track number so I can apply for my hemp grower's license.
Okay.
That's the first step to that.
All right, so shout out to my church, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church here in Lithonia, under the leadership of Dr. Jamal Bryant. And we have so much acreage that was through, so I came under the leadership of Eddie Long. And when he bought our facility in Lithonia, he had bought so much land and he had a vision. Unfortunately, you know, he passed away due to cancer, and through some years and things like that and different pastors, and now Dr. Bryant is the pastor. And one of the things that has caused a lot of controversy is because feeding back into our community, one of the things that he wanted to do with some of the land was harvest it for marijuana, you know, producing marijuana plants and hiring people, and especially, you know, those within the Black community and things like that, to come and work in. And he's made comments about, I want my brother or my sister, when I'm walking in a sanctuary, who I'm feeling next to is to smell like weed. And there was a lot of controversy just around that, hearing that again,
really,
from the church community.
It's just the lack of education.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew all of the benefits in and out, not only when it comes to our bodies, but just in general, as far as like building materials and industrial uses.
So share with us some of those benefits, because we have a lot of people who only associate marijuana with, or, you know, CBD, THC with the aspect of getting high.
There's industrial uses for marijuana. You know,
what type of industrial uses?
Building materials. You can build a whole house. You can even
out of like marijuana plant.
Yes. This is why they outlawed it in the beginning, because it was taken over. Like, you can get paper out of it. You can get building house materials. You can turn over landfills and make them reusable again. You can just do so much.
So, what's so special about the marijuana plant versus any other plant that you can create? how can you create like building and sustainable living and things off the marijuana plant versus, let's say, basil or mint?
That
or tobacco.
I don't even have all the science for the industrial parts, to be honest. Okay. So I don't just want to go making up stuff, but it is done.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We appreciate. She ain't just making up stuff. She's talking about what she know. And so if y'all got questions like me, go ahead and Google that. We'll figure it out.
Go ahead and Google it. And like,
but what we do know,
David Rodoban, as a matter of fact, he ran for agriculture commissioner last year. And he's going to be
here
in Georgia.
David Rodoban. We need you on Dr. Well After Dark.
And he's actually going to be the first one to do it on a landfill here in Georgia. He's going to be the first one to do it.
So the first one to do what?
Do a marijuana field, turn over the landfill and make it usable.
Yeah, so I know what we were doing, you know, or the vision of, you know, our pastor, Dr. Jamal, was that, you know, not only that we can use it for all of the aspects of what you said, building,
and refertilizes the soil. Just came to me.
Okay, refertilizing the soil.
And that's how you're able to, it's one of the few plants that can do that. Cause like, let's say if you're growing tomatoes, you can't grow tomatoes here every single year after year after year. You have to rotate it and move it. But cannabis is.
Is that why my tomatoes, I was just saying on another episode that, you know, my daughter grew up in Montessori school and they, you know, big in the garden. And I had like this, what was it? Not basil.
You have to replenish.
I can't think of it, but I had that and it flourished and everything. It was not hard. But then the tomatoes. Tomatoes I had the first year, amazing. They were the best. Delicious tomatoes, and every time I try to grow them back in that same kind of pot,
you gotta rotate,
they would not
crops.
Grow.
You have to rotate your crops.
I thought it was me. Yeah. I thought I just did not have a green thumb, but now I know.
You gotta rotate your crops.
Okay, but
cannabis is one that
cannabis you do not have to rotate it.
Mm-mm. You can grow it in the same field for 100 years, and that soil will be so nutrient rich.
Wow. No. Yeah. So as I'm saying, like, I know what my pastor, he was thinking, you know, economy, how that's going to create new jobs and things like that for our community. And these are people who are already invested in the cannabis, you know, community, because that's what, you know, they indulge in. My son, he wanted to open up a dispensary and things like that because it's what he indulges in and, you know, and enjoys. And so there's so many other avenues to, you know, add to our community, which is what I feel a lot of times why the restriction is on to legalize.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because we legalize it, then it can have the potential of bringing in a lot of more income and things like that into our communities. And not only breaking the stigmatizations around that, but even the overall trauma. If we have marijuana kind of seen as a drug, and it's equivalent as a drug to cocaine, crack, meth, whatever, then it's going to cause much trauma to our communities because we're seeing it as that. Versus how much trauma can you think of when your mom smoked cigarettes? Or this white person or whomever, parent, dad, whatever. Nicotine, as being legalized, is not seen as a illegal substance and does not create that same stigmatization of your mama's a weed head, your daddy's a weed head, crackhead, or you ever hear anybody say, oh, your mama's nicotine head on them Newports, on them Kool's Filter Kings. That was my mama's, them Kool's Filter Kings.
And that's where the education part come in. Like, I even tell my kids, like, they know what weed is, they know how to use. I give CBD to my kids.
And how old are your children?
I have a 23-year-old, a 19-year-old, she's gonna be 20 in November, and I have a 15-year-old and a 9-year-old.
When I say—
And two grandbabies.
When we say black don't crack, did she say 23 and 19? Now yes. Y'all don't believe that I have a 23-year-old son. I'm like, I know I'm much older than, so I would never have guessed that she was old enough to have a 23-year-old son.
Yeah.
Or child. I don't know if it's son or daughter. Mine is son. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, my son is 23 as well. Now, I don't give it. I mean, he's old enough to do his own, make his own choices. Mm-hmm. Now, so you have four children. You said youngest is 9.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest is 23.
Yep.
And do you give all of them your THC CBD products, or older ones, or like even the 9-year-old?
Everybody gets CBD. Everybody gets CBD.
Okay. And what does that do for them? Because I know I have, as I mentioned, my daughter, she's 11. She has sickle cell. And even as we were talking about them legalizing the and through the pharmaceuticals of the THC, small doses, it's even for sickle cell disease to help with like the pain crises and things like that. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to get, but at the same time, the main medication for pain management is hydrocodone.
Right.
Which is a drug within
a narcotic
that a lot of people, and that's what we see even in the community with individuals who have pain crises and as adults going through pain crisis with sickle cell, and they want more and more higher doses. So a lot of them may sometimes get addicted, others don't. Mm-hmm. And they're then rejected because they're afraid, oh, well, in a Georgia law of restricting codeine and yada, 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 we're not going to give you this pain management. But in that, because I'm more aware from the societal aspects of THC, marijuana, I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving that to my 11-year-old. Even CBD without the THC, because I'm like, I don't know. So tell me from a nutritionist.
As a preventative.
Okay.
Because like I said, your body already has the CB1, CB2 receptors all through your body. So I just do it as a preventative to keep anything from happening for my younger ones. Now for my older daughter, I started giving her CBD back when she was in high school.
Mm-hmm. And is this, how old is she?
She's finna be 20 now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's when I very first started giving her CBD just to basically balance her mental. She was going through a lot of, not really depression, but maybe a little depression, some anxiety, some things like that. That's when I started giving her CBD because the doctors had gave her something.
So let's talk a little bit more about that as this is, you know, Dr. O After Dark and everything. When we deal with a lot of mental health issues and mm-hmm. we have a lot of patients or a lot of clients who don't want, now we shout out to our psychiatric nurse practitioner Amara, who is here on our team to be able to do medication management and things like that. But we have a lot of people who are like, I don't want to be on medication. Medication makes me feel like a zombie, especially for things, not only just with depression and anxiety, but also with focus and ADHD. So my son, he has ADHD, and how he got attached to, you know, THC and things like that was because it slows him down. He can concentrate a little bit more, makes him a little bit more mellow out and things of that nature.
Has he tried any lion's mane?
lion's mane. Tell us about lion's mane. What is lion's mane?
All right, so lion's mane is a mushroom, but it's just like your brain food. That's like your brain's best friend right there.
I
think it's psychedelic.
I know, he's trying.
Don't think psychedelic.
But no, because we do psychedelic. No, there's psychedelic mental health, and I do that, and we get into that and things as well. But this one is not a psychedelic,
but it's definitely going to help with focus and clarity and retention, and it's a dementia preventative. It also helps with stroke recovery. So it's definitely like your brain's best friend. You can take it in capsules. You can buy it like at a Sevenando or like a Whole Foods.
Now, is this something you produce?
You know what? I have not produced it. Okay. I do have a good source for it, but I am getting ready to order a kit so I can start growing some mushrooms. That's something that I have not grown, was mushrooms. So I am going to be diving into that this year, growing some mushrooms. Okay.
So until you get that, can you shout out who your supplier is? Because, you know, with sickle cell disease, I know my daughter at 6 years old, she had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And because of that, you know, she had a frontal brain bleed, and like overnight, mm-hmm. she changed. And my daughter is just turned 11. And we see it. We see the impact of it. Immediately, the immediate impact was like, we could not leave her unattended because it was like she had overnight ADHD. She mm-hmm. was hyper. She was all over the place. She was putting anything like in her mouth, you know, and things of that. Now it's digressed, you know, a lot, and she's, you know, we've put her into therapy, and she had to go to the physical therapy and other types of therapy to be able to walk and everything like that again. Mm-hmm. So I hear stroke. We talk about ADHD. What else did you say? I know
focus, clarity, dementia.
I have another patient.
So much for your brain.
And I have another patient another client who just turned 80 and is slowing. She has early stages of Alzheimer's and dementia, and it is slowing down her, you know, mind and her thoughts and things of that nature. So even hearing it, individuals in school, that clarity. Mm-hmm. I have a lot, and I work with a lot of patients who are clients who, you know, may have adulthood ADHD, things that was not diagnosed as a child, but it's impacting us today. And a lot of times in our community, it was not diagnosed as a child back in the 90s because of that stigmatization. It was ADHD was like a negative Black person kind of disorder, and we did not mm-hmm. want that stigmatization, while our counterparts was getting the treatments and the medication and mm-hmm. able to afford to send their kids to therapy for the same things that was holding us back and holding us as a stigmatization.
Right.
So where now, when we're having a lot of these people from back then are now adults and are like, okay, well, I think I'm having this trouble with this. And I just want to know. I just want that satisfaction of knowing that it's not me or that there's something other externally. Mm-hmm. So for those who may struggle with those things and wanting to know, of course you can come to myself or someone else as a mental health practitioner and have a psychological evaluation. But then what is what I often ask my clients. Once you have that diagnosis, what does that mean? Do you need it to help you get specific accommodations, or are you trying to use it, you know, to be able to mm-hmm. get, you know, help you with your focus or other things? So for those who may have these disorders where it's impacting their life and they want help with organization, focus, it's impacting them in their work, it's impacting them in their relationships, where can they maybe get these products to be able to help them?
So the lion's mane, it's a mushroom. It's definitely considered a, I'm gonna say a high quality food, because it's more on the expensive side, probably like, you know, $18.99 a pound or something like that. So you can get it from like Sevenanda. They have the mushrooms there. And basically you're gonna cut it and
so Sevenanda is the one for you, those who are here locally in the Metro-Atlanta area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is a whole
like a vegan friendly grocery store.
That is in Little Five Points.
Yes.
And Black owned.
Been there for many years. Hopefully you can see my products on the shelf soon there. So looking forward to that. But yes, they have lion's mane, and like you can get it, you can cook it, you can make tacos, burgers, and just incorporate it into your lifestyle. Give it to your kids. It's safe for all ages, and you can just incorporate it that way, because when you get it, when you consume something that's more alive versus a capsule that's dry, it just allows for more bioavailability to your body. So I do like to eat the fresh, you know, lion's mane, cook it, eat it,
and that's
whatever.
Actually,
like that.
Wonderful information that oftentimes, you know, it is about dieting, especially when I'm working with my clients with ADHD. Increasing legumes will help with that brain function. Mm-hmm. You know, greens, spinach, and leafy greens.
Especially.
Yeah, microgreens and all. And now add a lion's mane to that as well. And knowing that we can make burgers and salads and tacos and so on and so forth with that is a great, you know,
your
addition.
Kids won't even know. They're not even gonna know.
And let me tell you, with my son in middle school and high school, trying to get him to eat legumes and flaxseed oil and fish oil every day, we were not having it. He would turn right around and go to school, and in the vending machine, his friends would get him the red dyed Gatorade and the Snickers balls, and it would defeat the whole purpose because he didn't like it. But this, as you said, we can incorporate it into our everyday diet and our everyday food, and nobody will ever know.
Right.
All right. Thank you so much, because our what we believe here in just in, you know, not only just with me, with Dr. O, but even in my practice with Out of the Box, is a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. Mind, body, and business. If you want your mental health to be right and to be healthy, it contributes to your physical health. Mm-hmm. If your physical health is not healthy and you're not feeling good physically, that is going to impact you mentally. Mm-hmm. If your personal life affects your business, your family, your work, da da da, is not healthy or, you know, positive, then it's going to affect you mentally. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, especially with individuals who may have other ailments that are impacting them in their physical health, you know, it's impacting their lifestyle at work and everything else, because it affects their sleep, their energy, and all these other aspects. So before we close out, I know we talked about, I'm taking this, y'all gotta get your own.
You're gonna have to take this one too. I'm actually gonna leave all these for you. More so this one,
because
you talked about endometriosis, and I suffer from endometriosis and fibroids and things like that. So I created this fibroid relief that helps with that. So I was able to cure myself.
Ladies, oh my goodness.
From fibroids and
so many of us, especially in the Black community, we struggle and deal with fibroids and endometriosis. And for me, the only relief a lot of times that they tell us is to get a hysterectomy.
Yep, and that's what they told me. Literally, maybe 3 months ago, they wanted to do a full hysterectomy on me, and I just wasn't having it.
I'm not planning on having any more kids.
So,
but I would like to die if possible, if at all possible. I would like to leave this earth with all of the body parts that I came in. Now, I'm an organ donor. Y'all can take it after I'm dead and gone. But while I'm still here, it's a possibility. I'm only very young. I can still have children. And if I wanted to and decided I want to have one, I don't want that taken away from me.
Right.
So tell us about some of the other things. And yeah, I want to know, this looks golden. What's the scrub? And give us some of the other things.
Right, that is.
And how we can find you.
Okay, so you can find me at The Natural Way 365 on all social media platforms.
Period.
Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, Blogger, The Natural Way 365. And you can shop online at thenaturalway365.com. Or you can find my products at SBN Herbs and Maro. And
SBN Herbs and Mario. Mm-hmm. Mario.
Mario.
So that is a local.
That's like a local store.
A local store. So if you're in a Mario area.
Yeah, but it's inside of a Asian Mart. They have like different stores and stuff. So this is one of the stores inside the Mart, Nam Dam Market in Mauro.
Okay.
So I have some products there. You can purchase them there or you can get online. And I'll be in other stores soon.
Social media.
You can always DM me.
In Mauro.
But definitely
Hit her up in a DM.
Shop on the website for sure.
Now, and fellas, y'all can hit her up for these products.
Yes.
But please know she is Mrs.
I am.
So,
we've been together about 23 years. I've been my husband a long time.
So, y'all, we know black don't crack, but
ain't crack it.
23 years with a 23-year-old son, baby, and she only look about 25. I can't. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You guys, check out all of this. The golden scrub,
this
the tin scrub.
It's a pain relief. That's going to be good for arthritis pain. You
this
talked
right here?
About that. This right here.
Oh, this.
So arnica flowers are good for their anti-inflammatory properties. So it's good for rheumatoid arthritis, good for sciatic nerve pain, joint pain. It's even good for tension relief, for headaches.
And we just rub this on?
Yep, you just rub it on. I have so many reviews for the arnica. It's
so
many people's lifesaver. That's one of my best-selling products, as well as the body butter, keep your skin moisturized. And I have the neroli sugar scrub for exfoliating your skin. It's good for all over your body, face and all. It's really good. Neroli oil is really good for acne.
And this golden look of it. It's real. This is the real sugar scrub. Like it's falling out. Like
it's real.
Real sugar. So y'all gotta be careful, you know, with this one.
And you know, sugar draws moisture to your skin. So it helps keep your skin
moisturized. And this is the body butter.
The body butter. And it's good for dry skin, eczema.
Ooh, it's also good.
That also has neroli oil in it. That's one of my favorite oils relaxation. It's been around for eons and centuries. Egyptian people used it when they went into labor.
That's something, an ingredient that I don't hear a whole lot about is the neroli oil.
I use a lot of different ingredients that everybody is not using. And that's another thing that kind of sets me apart. So...
Okay.
Yeah, I have herbal blends as well. I didn't bring any, but yeah, they're on the
and
website.
Then the sea moss, y'all, for real,
moss.
For real, the sea moss. So
sea
once
moss.
Again,
you guys can find me on all social media platforms at The Natural Way 365, and also at The Natural Way 365 LLC Farms. It's my farm page on YouTube and on Instagram as well.
And she got chickens
and I
with
got
real
chickens
eggs.
With eggs.
And the feathers. You get your hair jewelry.
Yes.
And all of this beauty.
Yes.
Thank you
Thank
so
you for
much,
having
Ms.
me.
Caroline.